Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Mayor Paul Whitney's proclaimed May 2023 as Mental Health Month 2023. Look around, look within for the city of Soldanda. Mayor Whitney presented his proclamation dated May 10th, 2023 to the Soldanda City Council. Whitney capped the proclamation with a call to action.
And now therefore I, Paul Whitney, Mayor of the city of Soldanda, do hereby proclaim May 2023 as Mental Health Month 2023, look around, look within. In the city, and call upon the citizens, government agencies, public and private institutions and businesses and schools in Soldotna to recommit our community to increase awareness and understanding of mental health, the steps our citizens can take to protect their mental health, and the needs for appropriate and accessible service for all people with mental health conditions.
The mayor's proclamation states, whereas the area that someone lives in plays a significant role in their overall health and well-being, and whereas surroundings can impact if, how, and when a person's needs are met, which in turn affects mental health, and whereas having safe, stable, and healthy home conditions set the foundation for achieving and maintaining good mental health, and whereas with early and effective interventions, those individuals with mental health conditions can recover and lead full, productive lives. Each business, school, government agency, healthcare provider, organization, and citizen share the burden of mental health problems and the responsibility to promote mental wellness and support prevention efforts. Whitney called upon everyone, individuals, and other entities in Soldanda to recommit our community to increase awareness and understanding of mental health. Alaska lawmakers have passed a state spending package, which includes a dividend of about $1,300 each for residents this year, and ended the special session after one day. The special session began and ended Thursday, one day after the 121-day regular session ended without a budget deal. The Senate, controlled by a bipartisan coalition, on Wednesday passed a budget for government operations and infrastructure projects and sent it to the House as a take-it-or-leave-it proposition. The House adjourned without voting on it. On Thursday, the measure was returned to the Senate, where $34 million in the infrastructure projects was added before it was again passed in that chamber. 10 members of the Republican-led House majority then joined the 16-member House minority to approve the budget. The minority is largely composed of Democrats. The budget allows for an additional check for residents of up to $500 next year if revenues exceed the current forecast. It also includes a $175 million in one-time funds intended as a boost for schools. School leaders and advocates had urged a permanent increase in funding, citing inflation and other cost concerns. April's job count was up by 6,100 or 0.2% from April 2022. All Alaska industries grew or remained flat over the year. The two sectors that gained the most jobs were the two hit hardest by the pandemic losses. Leisure and hospitality employment increased by 1,900 and transportation, warehousing, and utilities added 1,000. Both have exceeded pre-pandemic job levels. The Kenai Peninsula Bureau, not seasonally adjusted, unemployment rates dropped from 5.0 in March to 4.5 in April of 2023. The public sector added jobs over the year, led by federal government, up 500. Local government, which includes public schools, was up 400 jobs, and state government jobs up by 100. Alaska's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate remained at 3.7% in April, and the comparable U.S. rate was 3.4%. To see the full job number breakdowns, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. And the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation has started bacteria monitoring in selected Alaska beaches for the summer season. More at RadioKenai.com, where you'll also find more news of the Kenai in Alaska. That's news of the Kenai in Alaska. I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.